Now, the accountability partner no one asked for, Kevin McCreary. Here's Say Goodnight, Kevin.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Say Goodnight, Kevin podcast. I am here with Neil Harmon, the CEO, is that correct? CEO?
Yes.
Of VidAngel.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. All right, so VidAngel. Well, you know, I'll let you say what it is for people who don't know what it is, because I would say that it's a streaming service, but I know it's much more than that.
So VidAngel, it helps you make entertainment good for your home. And Kevin's home's unique from Neil's and from somebody in LA versus Dallas versus New York or anywhere else in the world.
I need like the reverse VidAngel.
We have viddevil.com.
Oh, okay,
you should check that out.
Yeah.
It's where we recycle all the stuff that gets cut out of VidAngel. It's the eco-friendly model.
You're like the Indians who would use every piece of the animal.
That's right.
I just went to the site now. It's real.
It's real.
That's great.
So VidAngel lets you do that in two ways. So you can skip stuff. You don't want to see a rape scene, or you don't want to hear a certain language in your home. You can just skip over it and then enjoy the rest of the story. I mean, most people do that by closing their eyes or by using their remote, and this just lets them do it automatically. Then the other part of our business is we take all those decisions that families make and we share it with people who create content. Then those people are able to better create content for their audience based on what they know. So we've filmed over 200 stand-up comedy specials over the last few years that have amassed over 2 billion views. And we tell all those comedians, this is what families want to skip. You get a bonus if you don't get skipped, and have at it. We're not going to tell you what you can do and what you can't. And that has worked, and it's become the largest and fastest growing stand-up comedy station in the world right now online. So we allow you to tweak the content that comes into your home, just in your privacy of your own home, or we also help creators make better content for their audience.
That is interesting. I didn't know about the kind of aggregation of the information that you get. How does that list work then with whenever you like give that to the Drybar people? Do you rank them?
No. So that's a great question. So the way our algorithm works for allocating bonuses to the creators is what we do is, and you got to get really geeky for me here, Kevin, which I know you can do. So what we do is we say, does this content have a high diversity score? And the way we define that is we say, okay, the content where somebody who loves Pixar would watch it and somebody who loves Game of Thrones would watch it has a very high diversity score. But the only way a piece of content can get its diversity score if it's not skipped. So if the people watch it exactly as it was intended to be seen, that plays into the diversity score. But if somebody skips stuff, it doesn't play into the diversity score because they didn't actually want to watch it exactly the way that the creator made it. And so they're not, that takes away from the diversity score. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and then we take all the diversity scores across all the creators and we kind of just rate them on a curve. And then the highest ones on the curve get the largest bonuses and the lowest ones get the lowest bonuses. And it's that simple.
That's very interesting. As you said, it's different for you and for me. How does it work for you? Like, do you use VidAngel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I programmed the very first version of VidAngel. And the reason we started is because four brothers, we all had young children and we wanted this product for ourselves. So the reason I did it is when I was just tinkering around, I love the movie, which is a very pertinent movie right now. It's called Cinderella Man. It's about a boxer who was very wealthy, and then the Great Depression hits, and he breaks his hand, and he goes into one of the most difficult times of his life. And I love that movie.
Yeah.
And there's a key scene in that movie that I want my children to learn from, where the boxer teaches his son not to steal, but the coach for the boxer, he's got a mouth, and New Yorker mouth, he's a great character, but the stuff he says, I don't want my little kids repeating to each other in our house. So I created the product because I wanted to share this story with them and I wanted them to teach them that lesson. It was that simple. Now, I love that movie with or without skipping stuff. But after we created the product, when I watched it with my family, I kind of liked it without the peppering of the language And so I love the product too and use it for myself. You know, I did it for my kids and I enjoy using it myself as well.
That's really cool. One thing that I really like about VidAngel that I haven't used it, but I like the idea of it. One thing I like is there is a level of humor. I remember the first VidAngel thing that I ever saw was that ad where it's a salesman, and then like the devil keeps popping in and it's so funny.
Oh, that's our angels and demons ad. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It was very funny. And I guess I didn't expect it from a company that was doing something like this, that was saying, hey, clean up movies for your family, make them family friendly. Because, all right, for me, I review movies. And there are a lot of people who are Christians who review movies, and they always seem to review movies based on family friendliness. It's fine that people do that. But for me, I like reviewing things based on, is this movie a well-made movie? So how does VidAngel as a company find that balance of not being like a uptight type company while still doing a thing that is something that uptight people would like?
So that's a well-crafted question, Kevin. So we had to be a little bit not uptight about it, because I think probably the more purest way is, you know what, if you're going to support a director or a creator for what they're doing, then just buy it and create it and then don't alter it. A lot of Christians would say, you know what, you're supporting a movie that you don't support from a value standpoint. It's not family friendly. And you're essentially giving a vote to the industry that you want more of that. And that's true. And so, you know, when I'm using the service, I'm kind of like you. I'm looking for really, really good stories and really, really well done stuff where I'm saying, I want to give another vote to this director or this studio. And so I want to support that. But then I'm just going to tweak it a little bit for my own family because I want to share the story with everybody. And so we can't be too uptight about it because, I mean, we're not perfect. I've had friends accuse me of creating a gateway drug to porn and everything under the sun. But at the end of the day, VidAngel's technology. Mm-hmm. And you use it how you choose to use it. And so if somebody wants to use it, great. If they don't, that's all right too. We just like the former group better because they pay us for it.
I'm sure you get criticisms from filmmakers.
I think filmmakers were really upset with us early on because they didn't understand what we were trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
I think as filmmakers have seen, some filmmakers, now there's still filmmakers who just, you know, VidAngel is a pariah in some of the film industry. But there are other filmmakers that are in the industry that have reached out to us and say, hats off to you guys. You're taking on the biggest media player in the world in a lawsuit. You're solving this problem. You must be doing something interesting if you're getting sued like that. And there's a certain amount of respect. And then as we've started to create content and our content philosophy is succeeding, I think even more people are looking at it and saying, oh, okay, maybe VidAngel's up to something here that that really matters. And the way we look at it is that we're just providing a feedback loop to the industry. We're just saying, yeah, I Kevin, I don't know if you, there's in California, they pioneered this idea of putting up a speed limit sign that also shows you how fast you're going. Okay. And the reason they did that was because they couldn't get people to slow down in the school zone. And they tried to give people tickets. They tried to put bigger signs. They tried to put flashing lights on the signs, and nothing would get people to slow down. But as soon as they started showing people their own speed against the speed limit sign, then people started slowing down because they had that feedback. And that system got implemented in lots of places in the country and in Europe. And what we're trying to do with VidAngel is create that kind of a feedback loop on film that we feel like it's missing. Like right now, the feedback loop is kind of like, oh, did I get a Grammy? Nope. Or did I get an Oscar? Nope.
Right.
Let's adjust it so it matches my peers and I'm respected by my peers. And whereas we're coming at this from a different angle, and we're saying, hey, this is what the audience is saying. You're going too fast or you're going too slow. And we think everybody wins by us doing that.
I hadn't thought about it that way. And that is very much, it's like a review. I mean, it's like getting reviews from a different point of contact that you most people don't get, or most reviews don't get, because you're getting it directly from the consumer about a different thing. Like, the motivation is different for them to give up this information. Because when somebody's up a review on Netflix or Amazon or something, they're not necessarily thinking about the things they're thinking about when they're actually sitting down with their kids and having this information come into their home. I remember watching Zoolander, for example, in high school. I watched that movie with my friends and we were cracking up and loved it. And then the next day I was at a different friend's house and I was telling him and his family how hilarious this movie was. And so we all sat down, the whole family. They're like, well, this is so great. They were very, I was homeschooled and so were they. And they were all good Christian kids. And they're like, Kevin recommended this movie. Let's check it out. And they turned it on. and all of a sudden I saw all kinds of things that I had not seen when I was watching it with my friends, or I had seen it, but I was seeing it in a totally different light.
Yeah, that's what happened to me when I had children.
And I was so embarrassed. I was so apologetic. I was like, oh, well, we weren't really paying attention that much to the movie. Yeah. So that type of feedback mechanism.
It's powerful. And some creators really appreciate it. So, and those ones are the ones that are working with us.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I looked at your homepage and you guys are offering VidAngel for free right now because of the coronavirus situation, because of the lockdown.
Yep. Yeah, we actually went and started work from home the week before the country locked down. And I think about Friday that week, I was on the phone with one of my team and she was like, my kids are driving me crazy. And they want to see their friends and they can't see their friends. Then the governor on Friday that week announced that school was going to be shut down for 2 weeks. And we said, you know what? This is going to be really rough because we're experiencing it ourselves. Let's do something to help people out. And so we made it free. We worked furiously the weekend and then made it free Monday morning, like 2 a.m. And then the president announced later that day that they were going to shut the schools down across the country. So it turned out to be really timely. We hope that it's helpful to people. But if you agree to social distancing and bigger hugs when this is all over, then you can use VidAngel for free with no credit card.
Well, that's really awesome. So one of the things that people can watch through VidAngel is the show The Chosen. How did you guys get involved with that?
Matthew Faraci, a mutual friend, introduced Dallas Jenkins to my brother Jeffrey and me. This was right after we were starting to see big success on Dry Bar Comedy. And we were thinking, what are we going to do next with this studio idea? And so Dallas had created this little short film. Matthew shared that film with us. And when I saw it, it clicked. I grew up a farm boy from Idaho, and seeing the birth of Christ through the eyes of that shepherd for me was just like, it was such an amazing experience. We later learned that, you know, there's almost 500 scripted TV series created a year, but the top 20 are very secular. And so we thought, oh, you know what? This is not only is this really, really well done. And Dallas clearly has a vision for telling these stories in a fresh way. The market seems underserved as far as TV goes. And so we got behind the project and we raised the money with Dallas to fund season one. 19,000 people invested over $10 million, as you probably know, because you've talked to him before. And that the rest is becoming history. I don't know if you heard that Jonathan Rumi won a Movie Guide Hallmark Award for acting. And it's rated 9.9 on IMDb, which is almost embarrassing because it's like people don't believe you.
It's good. It's a great show.
It's well done. And it came out of adversity as a show. And so I think there's a certain feel to the show that's very authentic because of the way that it was created.
If I were to watch VidAngel, what movie would be made the shortest?
Oh, well, you could watch the credits with your family on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I think Wolf of Wall Street, which I didn't watch. But I heard if you cut every single possible thing out of Wolf of Wall Street, that it cut like 40 minutes out of the film. Yeah. Which, what's funny about that, that's a long film. I think
yeah,
it's
I was about to say that film needed 40 minutes cut out of it. So,
yeah, so I think it cut like 40 minutes out of the film. What was really interesting is that Hollywood produced another version of that film to go to the Middle East, and their version was 40 minutes shorter than the one that they published in the U.S.
Maybe they just ran it through VidAngel and they're like, all right,
maybe
done.
So. While they're suing us, they're also using our technology to distribute to the Middle East.
Are there any Christian movies that are going to get trimmed?
Oh, there's some skips that are available on The Chosen. Like, we do it with our own content as well.
Can I turn on theological issues? A lot of Christian movies would get edited.
So our goal long-term would be that this whole thing is generated by computers and crowdsourced. So if you want to skip over theological issues, you can use a remote. We don't have that feature our app yet, but maybe you can launch the theologicalcorrection.com.
Yeah, I would not. I want people to hear ideas that they don't agree with, but it would be terrible if people weren't hearing the bad ideas, because then what would I criticize?
Right.
Before I let you go, because I know you got lots of stuff to do, what's one of the dry bar comedy specials that you highly recommend that everybody's got to see?
You know, a favorite one that comes to mind right now that I watched recently is Josh Sneed, S-N-E-E-D. Josh Sneed.
Yeah.
Could check out Kellan Erskine. If you like dry, like really dry humor, check out Kellan Erskine. And he's really good with crowd work too.
Okay.
Kellan Erskine.
Well, I will check those out, and then I will come back here on this podcast next time there's a coronavirus outbreak, and we will discuss it.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen. But thank you for having me on, Kevin.
Yeah, man.
I'd love to be back on your show anytime.
I think that would be great.